Hello, and thanks for joining me in today's podcast. Living a healthy life requires time. It just doesn't happen. We aren't born to be healthy. We aren't born with the behavior patterns that necessarily lead to healthy living. Recently, a study was done in Canada where 2,100 Canadians were evaluated on an online survey about their health and their health habits. And what they found was this. And the study was undertaken by the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation and the Canadian Heart Association and Heart and Stroke Foundation. So what they did was to do this online survey, but it was motivated with the fact that heart disease and strokes are caused by unhealthy living. And they account for about a third of the deaths that occurred in Canada. And it's the leading cause, heart disease and strokes are the leading cause of death among women. So motivated with that fact, they tried to assess, do people know what healthy living is? Do they engage in healthy living? And there was a disconnect in their findings. They found out that people know what healthy living is. They know how to do it. They know what the components of healthy living is. They know what healthy behavior patterns are. They knew that. That's knowledge. But what they did not do, and that is they did not engage in behavior patterns which led to healthy living. They didn't engage in those kind of behavior patterns. So when they were asked about that, why don't you engage in healthy lifestyle? Why don't you engage in healthy living patterns? They said, we don't have time. We just don't have time for it. So here they know what healthy living consists of. They know how to do it. They know what to do. They just did not do it. And the excuse was they did not have time. 44% of those that responded indicated they did not have time for regular physical activity. 41% said that they did not eat healthy meals because they were too complex and it took too much time to create and to make a healthy meal at home. And then they blamed the fast food restaurant industry for not having healthy foods. So all these food outlets that they go to, 51% that they did not engage in healthy eating from those fast food restaurants because they didn't have those kind of foods available. 31% said that they would spend time commuting rather than exercising. In other words, the time going to work and time coming back from work took so much time that they did not engage in healthy activity because they took all their time commuting. In other words, there was a kind of an excuse, if you want to use the word, excuse that there was not time. Excuse that the fast food industry did not make healthy meals. Excuse that commuting took their time and then they didn't have time to exercise. So healthy living requires time. But if you don't put time into it, if you don't engage in that kind of time, by engaging in healthy living, there will not be a healthy lifestyle and there will not be a healthy body that will result, you know, from that. So the antidote, obviously, was that they needed to watch less television, less time on their iPhones and their iPads and so on. They needed to have more time that was just devoted to free time to engage in the activities of healthy living. In other words, it was a matter of making a commitment. It was a matter of making a contract with a friend. It was a matter of making a pledge to engage in certain behaviors, because those that engaged in a pledge or had a contract with somebody were more likely to fulfill healthy living lifestyle, more likely to engage in a healthy living lifestyle if they made those kind of commitments with a friend or some kind of pledge to themselves. An hour a day was all that was asked of them. all that was expected of them to live a healthy life. And that's what the research studies show. If you engage in about an hour a day of healthy living, you generate a healthy body and a healthy lifestyle and a healthy mindset, both emotionally, physically, and medically. So healthy living does require time. It does require us to commit, to engage in behavior patterns, which will be, in fact, to our advantage in the long run and will result in a body that's healthy, in a mind that's healthy, in an emotional state that's healthy, in a social behavior pattern that's healthy. In other words, it doesn't come just naturally. We have to commit to it. We have to engage in it. We have to do it. So it's not a matter of what you know. It's a matter of what you do. It's not a matter of what you know and how it should be done and where it should be done and when it should be done. Not that. What needs to be done is just a commitment to do it. That commitment is sometimes made to yourself by yourself. Sometimes it's made with a friend. Sometimes it's made with somebody on the computer that may be in a chat room or something, that you just make some kind of a commitment to live a healthy living. Find somebody that will commit to you that they will live a healthy life, and you will live a healthy life, and you'll hold each other accountable, you know, for that. That's what it takes. So find somebody that will do that. And then get an activity, get a meal pattern that you can do. Maybe it won't take an hour. Maybe you can only have a half hour. But do something that will fit into the time frame that you do have. And then do it. Do it consistently. The research shows that sometimes it doesn't really matter if you do an hour of exercise or a half hour of exercise. Just that you do it regularly. That's really what's important. And same with eating. You don't have to eat a healthy life pattern or a healthy menu diet every day, but you should do it most days of the week. So do what you can. Don't see it as all or nothing. If I can't do everything, I won't do anything. Don't do that. Do what you can. Increase your lifestyle that's healthy, so that's healthy at least a little bit each day or a little bit each week, so that you will gain the benefits of that and decrease your chance of having heart disease. Decrease your chance of having a stroke. Decrease your chance of having sugar diabetes. Decrease your chance of having arthritis. Decrease your chance, you know, of having any of these kind of diseases and other ones besides. Be sick and ill and have headaches and, you know, those kind of patterns. We don't want those. We don't want to live with those, that chronic pain. We don't want to live with that. So live above it. And you can do that by making sure your life, your patterns of living are healthy, and you take time for it, okay? Well, anyway, nice to have you with me today on the healthy living side of life. Now, if you have somebody who is elderly that needs a little extra care, either because they have dementia, Alzheimer's, or because they are just medically incapable of caring for themselves, they need to turn to a healthcare provider. Here's one that you might check out. The Green Gables Care Home. The Green Gables Care Home Incorporated. They have many homes in Fresno and the Clovis area. And most of the homes have about 5 or 6 or 7 residents. And they get individual care if they're in one of these homes. So if you are looking for a place for somebody that you love and care for, and you no longer can do the caring, you can no longer provide all the energy and all the finances and all the upkeep and care that this person requires, turn to the Green Gables Care Home Incorporated. Okay, give them a call today. That would be a great thing that you would do, and it would be a very, very wise thing for you to do today. Okay, here's the number that you can call. 559-307-0950. Okay? Give it a try. Okay, bye for now.